Back to the Magic Island. That strange artificial island called Euclidia, which held the Gregory party prisoner for so long, is to become their stopping place once more. When Mrs. Gregory, Joan, Jerry, and Captain Bradford made their escape on a small cabin cruiser with their faithful old skipper and the Scotch engineer MacLeod, all seemed well. But the Euclideans are not so easily beaten. The submarine, commanded by the beautiful young woman whom the Euclideans call Commander, has brought them back to the island. The surface of the island is above water now, and apparently the Euclideans feel no danger near them, as Euclidia is open to view from all sides. Jerry and Tex Bradford are standing at the bow of the boat as they drift slowly but steadily to the island.
Gee, Captain Bradford, this is almost like it was the first time we landed here.
Yes, Jerry, except that we had high hopes then.
Well, we're not done yet.
That's right, we're not whipped. Things could look more pleasant.
It feels just as weird as it did that first time. The boat without any power, being pulled to that island just as smoothly as, well, as if they had a line tied to it.
They might as well have one. That eternal magnetic force will pull in any boat on the ocean. They must feel mighty sure of themselves today. They're not using the magnetic fog ring around the island.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And it's a clear day. See, there isn't a soul in sight on the island.
Our arrival can't be of much importance.
I'll bet it's plenty important.
That sub must be docked down there by now.
Well, sure it is. They ram the nose of that thing right into an airlock on the side of the island and unload through the nose. Gee, I wonder where Mrs. Gregory and Joan are now.
That woman commander has probably turned them over to G-47 for questioning.
Oh, I wish you and I could be there to help them out. You know, it needs a man at a time like this.
You're right, Jerry. But I'm afraid we'll be some time getting back together.
Well, they may keep us apart from now on.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
We're going to have a harder time escaping.
We'll have no chance at all to escape. Jerry, our only hope will be to take over this island, and that's a job.
Well, I wish they'd start something. This dragging along up to the pier without seeing anyone move on the island is getting on my nerves.
Somebody will be out to take care of us. Don't be in a hurry for your punishment.
Now we're sliding along the pier, and the boat is being warped in as carefully as you could do it with a line.
Not quite as impressive as the first time they did it to us, though. We've seen it before.
Hey, Tex, look.
That magnetic fog ring being thrown up around us now, eh?
Yeah, and all around the island.
When that fog closes in, you can feel the power of this mad island.
You know, Euclidia becomes mighty real, all right, when you see them shutting us off from the world just as easy as we turn off the gas jet back home.
And I think we're going to get our welcome before long.
Why?
Isn't that one of their elevator housings rising up out of the island?
Yeah. But that's funny. There wasn't any elevator there when we were here before.
Steady, Jerry. Things are wild enough here without allowing yourself any daydreams.
Well, I know what I'm talking about, Tex. That elevator wasn't there when we were here before. They must have built it.
Jerry, when we were here before means last night.
Huh?
Don't you realize we've been off this island only a matter of hours?
Golly whiskers, you're right. And they couldn't have rebuilt that island and stick in another elevator shaft that fast.
Of course they couldn't. So you must be mistaken.
No, I'm not mistaken. I don't know how that elevator got there so quick, but there wasn't any elevator on this side of the island yesterday.
Wait a minute. I've got it, kid. We're coming in from the south this time.
Oh, no, we're not. And you know we're not. That island's been turned around.
Turned around?
I'm not dreaming, Tex. Look at the position of the defense chambers and the main radio room. And look at this pier. It's on the north side of the island. Just the same position they pulled us into before. But it isn't the same pier.
But you realize what you're saying, Jerry?
Sure I do.
Then you think they can move this island? I don't mean just submerge it and then raise it again as we saw them do. I mean actually move the entire island?
I'm as sure as I'm standing here that they've already moved it.
Huh. And we're going to escape from a setup like this?
Huh. Maybe we'd better not talk any more about what we're going to do. Here comes the Euclideans.
Say, that was an elevator. There's an even dozen men coming over here.
And every one of them are carrying those big ray guns.
They're not just sleep producers like the ones we...
Careful.
Sure.
No, those guns put you to sleep so you won't wake up at all.
Then listen, we'll do exactly as they say.
Hey, this spooky place is beginning to get me going again. Look at all those fellas walking right up to us. And their heavy shoes not making a sound. You know, they're walking on rocks.
It's that noiseless paint again. Well, our freedom is over, son. Now keep your chin up.
Right. And I'll let you do all the talking.
Yes, I hope they give me a chance to talk. Their faces don't look as if they'd come for a friendly chat.
Oh, let them start it.
Good idea. Well?
Guess we just stand and look at each other.
Well, what do you want us to do? Won't somebody say something?
I will.
Better not, Jerry.
Oh. Oh, at least they can loosen up enough to make motions.
Yes, and they want us to come over on the pier.
Wonder if they'll let us get McLeod and the skipper, too.
How about our friends? Do we bring them along?
The answer is no. And they're getting tired waiting for us, I'm afraid.
Well, we may as well go. Now, look, don't make any passes at them.
Don't worry, I won't. Boy, those old footsteps sound pretty good. You may not hear any more of them for a long time.
No, that soundproof paint will spoil all that.
Well, here we are. What now?
Follow you? No? Oh, I see. Get in the middle, son.
Nice place to be with a ring of those ray guns all around us. Hey, I don't need to stick that thing into my ribs.
Easy, Jerry. They want us to go along with them. Let's go and save our conversation for some other time.
Yeah, if we get a chance to use it at all. All right, I'll keep quiet.
I don't see any reason why we can't talk. Everyone on this island can hear us, so they don't have to worry about anything we might say.
Well, I guess we can talk all right, just so as we don't get in the wrong cracks.
Then we'd better say nothing.
Say, that is a new elevator. Are we going down in that thing?
No questions, kid.
No answers either, but it looks like we are.
We are.
You never had a ride in one of these things, did you?
Not as many as you and Joan had.
You know, some of them do tricks with you.
Well, these kind gentlemen are going to ride with us, Jerry. We'll probably experience nothing out of the ordinary.
Watch this operate now.
I'm watching.
And listen, wait till a big magnet grabs the car. And you can count the floors as we pass them.
Jerry, we're dropping now.
Yeah, and I didn't hear any magnet.
Acts more like a hydraulic to me, or compressed air.
My stomach tells me we're going down pretty fast.
At least I haven't been able to count any floors.
Oh, boy, what a ride. Ooh.
Looks like we get out here, Jerry.
I wonder which level we're on.
Our steps sound awfully loud here. All right, fellow, I'll go. No need to get so rough about it.
You know, G-47 has told these boys to handle us pretty rough.
Well, they're doing it. We might as well go where they want us to.
Well, I never saw this part of the island before. Hey, Tex.
What?
Listen.
To what?
To our voices. We're in one of those blame echo chambers where everything sounds about twice as loud as it is.
There is a hollow ring to it, all right. Well, this is the end of the passage, so I judge we'll stop here.
I think they want us to go on in.
We go in without you? Okay. Come on, Jerry.
Well, at least we're alone.
Yes, with about 100 microphones picking up every sound we make, I suppose.
Well, I wish we could get out of this blame echo thing.
What are we supposed to do here, I wonder?
Well, this looks like a little hall, and I can see four doors. Let's start knocking on doors and see who lives here. We're in a steel cell, and that's for sure.
Yes, the way that door clanged shut behind us didn't leave much doubt as to that.
Think it's all right if I knock on the door?
Might as well find out where we are.
Okay, here goes. Golly, Whiskers.
You shouldn't knock so hard, Jerry.
I didn't. I just...
Oh, Jerry!
Are you all right?
Oh, you're betraying us. Joan and I are all right, Tex, and you and Jerry?
Not hurt a bit, Pat.
Our outlook has not been particularly pleasant during this enforced separation. Your welfare has given us some concern.
Well, you're okay, Joan. Whenever you start to unwind the dictionary, I can tell you're right side up and ready for another round.
It does seem as if your attempts at conversation grow more confusing and illogical with each attempt.
Oh, is that so?
Now, you two kids, stop quarreling.
Oh, I don't mind it, Tex. The last few hours have proven to me that I can stand anything if only we're all together.
How much chance have we to stay together on this island?
Our hurried observations made during a brief tenancy of this apartment would warrant a conclusion that we will all be confined in this series of chambers, with many privileges.
You couldn't work in something about the privilege of escaping, could you?
Quiet, Jerry. Someone may be hearing all we say.
We know they are. Joan says these walls are made of transparent steel, and that they can watch us from the outside at all times. But I see no reason why we shouldn't talk as we please. G-47 and his assistants will know that escape is our one thought.
Yeah, and that's probably a lot of wasted thinking.
Indubitably.
Probably all's all right.
Now, will you two be quiet for a minute? Do we have a chance to look around? How about closing this door?
It's not necessary. That short outer hall is ours, and we have four private rooms here, all connected by the hall.
Well, it looks as if we're going to be comfortable for the present.
And there is a refrigeration chamber well stocked with food and appliances for its preparation. It would appear that we are to be left alone to our own devices, for the time at least.
Good. Maybe we can figure something out. If we only had our stuff off the boat.
We'll have that, Jerry. The submarine commander told us our possessions would be brought to us in time.
Yes, after G-47 has looked them over carefully, of course.
The little homing pigeons we are to have here.
Golly, Whiskers, that's swell.
What good will the pigeons do us, Jerry? Don't forget we're 90 feet below the surface of the ocean, in a steel chamber on an artificial island.
It doesn't sound like much of a picnic when you add it up that way, Pat. Pigeons or airships, nothing can do us much good here.
Well, they must be going to do something with us. What is it?
This confinement with the continuous reverberation of our voices will rapidly reach the state of exquisite torture.
Joan, dear, you think this terrible echo is deliberate? A method of punishment?
I know it is, Mother. During my lifetime on this island, many people have been placed in these echo cells, and it is only a short time until they will do anything G-47 desires, to escape from their own voices.
Yes, I can see how that would work. It wouldn't be long until the sound of voices here would drive one mad.
Oh, gee, we've got to talk, or we'd go mad anyway.